Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom Steinbauer, CFO of Ameristar Casinos. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is ASCA. And Ameristar Casinos is a Las Vegas-based company which develops, owns, and operates casinos and related facilities. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Good morning, Juan.
Good morning. Now, start off, you recently declared a dividend for your investors.
That's true. We currently have a dividend policy that where we're paying approximately 42 cents annually, 10.5 cents on a quarterly basis. Company obviously generates more than enough free cash flow to do that, and more than likely the board will continue to sustain that in the future.
Well, good. And so talk to us about your some of the highlights of your recently filed 10-Q. And, you know, perhaps you could use that as an opportunity to talk about some of your, you know, your main portfolio of companies.
Sure. We did just announce third quarter results. Again, considering the economic conditions that exist today, very positive. We only had a slight decline in our adjusted EBITDA on a 6.8% decline in revenue. On an annualized basis, we're continuing to see maintain an increase in EBITDA over the prior year on a decline in revenue. So again, our performance has been extremely positive. We've eliminated roughly $50 to $55 million of expenses that we believe will be permanent reductions in our the company's overhead that have allowed us to weather the recession and actually show increased EBITDA compared to our competitors that have been struggling to with declines in both revenue and cash flow. We've also been able, obviously, to increase our EBITDA margins by over 3 percentage points in the process. In Black Hawk, as we announced in our quarterly release, we just opened up our $230 million expansion there, which included a 536-room hotel tower, meeting space and spa. And as we indicated on our call, we now have approximately $420 million invested in that market and have said in the past we expected a 15% return on that. And based on preliminary results, we feel confident that return's attainable. One other key thing that occurred that we've done over this year and recently announced just after the quarter is we've been restructuring our balance sheet and our credit situation, and we were able to put an amendment in place with our revolver holders back in March, giving a substantial cushion in our debt multiples and allowing us to do an extension of that revolver at some point in the future. Subsequent to that, we went out and we're basically the first gaming company to go out into the high-yield market in April and May. We were able to raise $650 million in senior unsecured debt, which is trading at a premium currently of 102, 103. And then this week, we did finally announce that we were successful in extending $600 million of our revolver from November of 2010 out to August of 2012, alleviating basically any pressure we may have had related to the debt we were holding on our balance sheet.
Well, good. And so what are some of the some of the other factors that makes Ameristar unique from some of your other who are your competitors and what makes you unique from some of your competitors and players in your sector?
You know, one of our major competitors is Harris, obviously, and one other one is Penn and several of the markets we operate in. Our facilities are some of the largest in the new jurisdiction environment. In St. Louis, we have 130,000 square foot casino In Kansas City, we have a 140,000 square foot casino, except for basically two of our markets. We have the largest facilities in each one of those, each one of our other markets we operate in. We have eight casinos in seven markets. In most of those markets, we are number one in market share. If not number one, we're number two. Where we are number two, our market share exceeds fair share related to the number of gaming positions we have versus the competition. So we hold somewhere 104, 105, 106% in fair share market share where we don't have the largest facility. As I indicated a couple of minutes ago, our operating margins are the highest in the industry as it relates to the new jurisdiction. We've been operating in the high 26s, 27-28% EBITDA margin this year, which is substantially higher than most of our competitors. So it's quality of asset, location, quality of service that we provide. So it's basically delivering the best product, both the physical plant and guest service in the market compared to our competitors, that's really allowed us to be as successful as we have and basically be the premier operator in virtually all of our markets.
Certainly. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Tom, as well as that of some of the key management team at Ameristar.
I've been in the industry about 35 years, and I've been the chief financial officer at Ameristar going back to its predecessor company beginning in 1991. So I've been with the company through all of the expansion that's taken place over the last 18 years and helped take the company public. Our CEO has been with the company since the mid-90s, you know, has a lot of experience with the company. And also as an attorney, the chairman of the board, Ray Nielsen, has been with the company longer than I have. And our current COO was one of our first board members, is extremely experienced in the retail food business, and has brought a lot of experience to the operation of the company. Michelle Shriver is our senior vice president of operations. Paul Eagleton is our senior chief marketing officer. All of them have been with the company a number of years, extremely experienced in their individual expertise. It's a very, very strong team, very guest-oriented and employee-oriented, and, obviously the results speak for themselves.
Right, and so in terms of milestones, what specific goals does the management hope to accomplish over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, obviously, the successful opening of Black Hawk and to continue to enhance the performance of that asset in its first full year of operation, with us having the balance sheet dressed up now and no imminent maturities coming due, we're going to be generating substantial free cash flow, and we intend to use that to retire debt over the next 12, 24 months and improve our debt multiples, which will, as we bring them down several notches, reduce our interest costs also, and continue to provide our employees with the what we believe to be an excellent work environment and an employer of choice in which one of these markets, and provide our guests with the high-quality service we've become known for over the last 12, 15 years. So it's basically delivering on the promise to our employees and our guests and basically excelling in execution of what has been the business plan that's been developed over a number of years by Craig Nielsen, the original chairman, CEO, and president of the company, and the current senior management's commitment to those promises and commitments.
Great. And so in terms of investors, Tom, do you think that right now your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Yes. Everyone clearly understands the quality of the company, quality of the assets, the security of the markets that we currently operate in, and the goal of enhancing shareholder value at the present time through continued payment of the dividend and reduction of debt.
Well, good. And so once again, joining us today is Tom Steinbauer, CFO of Ameristar Casinos, which trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is ASCA, currently trading at $18.39 a share. So before we conclude, Tom, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the key reasons why investors should look to Ameristar Casinos as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Quality of the physical assets, quality of our employee base, the level of service we provide, strong financial position, very secure balance sheet position with our debt structure and our free cash flow, and the fact that we're, until recently when Wynn Resorts announced the initiation of a dividend, basically the only operational gaming company out there that was paying a dividend. And we're in a strong free cash flow position, which will allow us to retire substantial amounts of debt over the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, also some very key points, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you very much, Juan. It's my pleasure.